Walk in the morning. I was gonna take the car. At least to remind me that the boys are doing the dinosaur museum today. So this is great stuff. About your flight. If you can really do something about it. Hey, Pop. I know it. It's frustrating, isn't it? I'm sorry. It's dog's life, man. It's kind of like that. Humans can change their stars, dogs really can't. Apparently this little place here, this little house, it costs 800 bucks a month. I hope they're throwing in utilities with it. I think every time we talk about needs and houses and stuff like that, we've thought about a lot of different options. I was putting up a yurt in the backyard, building a little casita in the backyard, just bringing in a trailer, either a travel trailer or a small single wide, getting one of those tiny houses. All these things cost just an amazing amount of money. And you still have to go through all the mess because our house isn't really situated for this. That we're gonna do stuff like that. Well, the house that's just next to ours, but across the street, across the side street. It's been abandoned for 3 years. I talked to the lady who her husband and herself own it, or on paper they own it. A little research about squatting, you know, and they go, is what you're doing illegal? And you go, sort of. Can they throw you out? Absolutely. Can you be evicted? Yes, because you're basically staying in a place that at least on paper belongs to somebody else. But that person has to decide to evict you and go through the pain and torture of doing it. And you know, you have to prove this, you have to prove that. They've got themselves in a bit of a pickle. I guess the lady that they belong to that it originally belonged to, nobody has a very high regard for her. Apparently very old, and may have even have died in the intervening time. Anyway, when you go and look at the at the tax records, there's an interesting pile of stuff there. We need to go down. And get and find out from the city if the taxes have been paid. If the taxes have been paid, all bets are off. But if taxes haven't been paid, and we can pay them, that's our first foot in the door for ultimately owning it. I don't really care about owning it particularly. You know, there's some people that's kind of a thing. You know, you tell people, oh, I own my own home, I own it outright, and you go, that's wonderful. So to be honest, I kind of, the house I'm living in now was given to me. And I got to remember that, you know, it was basically a gift. My mom's an incredibly generous person. If anybody says she's not generous, say, oh, no. Says, you know, people are people. You don't want to give them garbage. Says, but there's one thing that I can always say about my mother is how generous she's been to me. Anyway, so I've got an interesting view of such things as home ownership, things like that, for just, don't get too weird about it. So the boys are mowing the lawn at that place. It just gives people the impression that it's ours because we're the ones that are going to be taking care of it. As soon as we find out if taxes are still owed on it, we'll solve that. For all I know, the last sheriff's sale, which is where I think these houses got picked up from, I think somebody picked them up at a tax sale, bought them at auction, and then turned around and sold them. And you go, that's perfectly potty. That's great. I think that's kind of the way they solve things, is they go and they take care of, you know, if there's tax arrears to it, it gets done that way. But anyway, so we'll have to see exactly what happened and where things stand on everything. If the taxes haven't been paid, we'll pay them first. And they said, I think we're about $5,000 behind. And you go, okay. Trust me, the $5,000 to give us something of have at least some kind of claim to it. It's a lot cheaper. It's the cheapest situation out of all this that could be contrived. So we'll see what happens. And let me tell you, I really do think I put this idea in Lisa's head on some level. But Lisa swears it's her idea. It's like, okay, great. All right. Which totally floors me, because this is totally out of character for Lisa to behave in such a manner. And yet she's, you know, just the way Lisa does it. When she decides to go for something, you know, she goes for it. So there's no going to it. You know, I'm a little I don't get too exercised about it for the simple reason that, you know, I don't care. Anyway, if we end up grabbing it, taking it, we have to get into it, of course. Anyway, so we'll see what comes of the whole thing. That's kind of it's the poor man's version of house flipping, is to bid on abandoned houses on the courthouse steps as tax sale. Because you pick it up for pennies on the dollar, and you can always just turn it around and sell it. Now, the more interesting now that, you know, there's plenty of people who say, I don't want to be a landlord, I don't want to rent it. In Tucumcari, I think that's hilarious, because usually you don't have a landlord in the traditional sense. You have somebody that you have to pay the money to, but they're not going to fix anything. It's just you get to rent the house. You pay your rent, and everything else is your problem. You know, you can make a deal with them. This is often what happens. You know, he says, I'm going to fix up this, I'm going to fix up that. And they go, yeah. And you go, can I take this off my rent? And most time it's, yeah, you can. Trust me. Probably in the first two or three payments of your rent, you've pretty much paid them for what they're into the house. It's just straight gravy to them. You paying them more. The less you pay them, the less taxes they pay. And if you improve the house enough, you can raise the rent. Which a lot of people don't realize. You know, they get all upset. I put all kinds of time and effort and stuff to fix this place up, and then they turn around, they up the rent, and you go, yeah, you just increased its value. That has to, you know, that. Now you might have a landlord that doesn't think along those lines, happy with what they're getting. But at some point they will sit there and go, wait a minute. I said, this thing is worth more than this right now. Apparently Tucumcari has no rentals particularly. And so you would definitely want to do this kind of deal. To let people, if people are willing to fix up their rental in exchange for rent, and you've got the money just to pay whatever bills you have on it. If you bought it at the tax sale, you know, it's probably straight gravy to you. And it's worthwhile. Oh, anyway, so so I think we're going to start squatting. I know everybody goes, that's not legal. And you go, no, it's a gray area. And you go, trust me, there's laws in place that if you squat there for 10 years and nobody forces you off, you can get a certain sort of deed. No, I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya. So yeah, nice. My all these people are so wonderful. These are wonderful people. Anyway, so and it mostly takes advantage of the fact that most people just don't. Number one, they don't care. Number two, they don't pay attention. Number three, they tend to mind their own business. And you go, that's great. And if they go, well, I want that house, why can't I squat on it? Because I squat here first. They say, well, I'll call a sheriff on you. And you go, and by what authority do you do that? Are you the owner? And it's like, no. And he says, sheriff's not going to do a darn thing. So trust me, the city is just happy that the taxes are being paid. The formality of who actually owns it is of little import to them. And it's up to the owner to put forth the effort to evict you. I'm not saying it's terribly hard, but there's some things you got to do to make it happen. And the first time somebody comes and says, you know, the sheriff comes and says, the owner wants you out. And it's like, okay. And they go, or the owner wants you to start paying rent. And they're going, oh, no, I'm not going to pay rent. Sorry. And you go, well, then you're evicted. And you go, yeah, I understand. How many days do I have? You know, 2, 3. You go, thank you. So, it's a heck of a deal. So, we'll see what happens. And somebody might be paying the taxes. I don't think the assessor has a real as a beat on it. They know how much the taxes are supposed to be in any given year. You can look at it and you can say, well, it looks like the taxes have been paid. And you go, not necessarily. That's sometimes that's not actually a public record. It may be, I don't know. But you can always go find out. That's kind of the cool thing about it. If it hasn't been paid, you say, well, okay, I'm prepared to pay it. Because part of that tax sale is that you have to bring the taxes current. That's why it's called a tax sale. It's because it's all about getting the taxes. If the owner is not paying the taxes, you can buy that house. Now, yeah, and you go, Oh, but you don't want to buy that place. It says the title's murky. It's horrible. And you go, oh, I don't care. It says, I don't want the house ultimately. My kids can live in it for as long as they want to. They can just dump it and walk away from it, which I think is one of the premier things to do in Tucum Carey, is just to walk away. It's one of those sorts of towns. The Tucum Carey city really has no great capacity to be able to do anything else with it. You know, it doesn't have any resources to condemn and redo things and try to put something else in, try to sell off the actual lot. The lot's not worth much either. So, anyway, here's Justin, the man with the plan.